Hey there, GWA Backstage. This is Whiskey Business. I'm still starting out, and I figured a good place to start would be to be with one of these questionnaires just to see what GWA is all about, what I'm all about, and, get myself out there a little bit more. I'm still looking for some scripts to get into, so if you know of any that might be easy for a newbie like myself to get into, send them my way. I would love to look over it, and I'd love to become more involved with things. So yeah, let's get to the questions. So for number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona, with 1 being not at all alike and 10 being exactly alike? Well, as I haven't contributed any content yet, it's hard to say what my persona actually is, so what I'll do instead is tell you that I hope to be relatively close to who I actually am in person, so I'm going to give myself a solid 7 or 8. So, number two, what's the story behind your username? So, Whiskey Business came to be from, well, I kind of grew up with a bunch of boys, and they were always drinking whiskey, so it's kind of what I grew up with, and it still happens to be one of my favorite drinks, whether it's an American whiskey, like a bourbon or a Tennessee. I can always kind of be found at the parties hitting back those instead of the fruity drinks, if you know what I mean. So Whiskey Business just sounded good and seems to fit kind of what I have in mind with what I'd like to do. A little playful, a little hard, a little bit of spice to it. Number three, how many languages do you speak and what are they? I want to say 1.5 languages. I speak English fluently and I speak conversational French. So, je veux sentir ta bite dure dans mon chat. Ne me fais pas prier pour elle. Not gonna translate that one for you guys. If you're curious enough, I think you can probably figure it out. It was not too clean. My celebrity look-alike. I'm told that I look like Orlando Bloom's wife, Miranda Kerr. Personally, I don't see it, but yeah, I'm not gonna complain about it. Who knows my secrets, and can I share any of them with you? I don't really have too many. Something that I don't like to tell people is that I actually am absolutely terrified of jellyfish. Like, I won't go in the water, won't go near them, no jellyfish, not doing it. What are some bad habits that you have? Well, I'm still a college student, so I tend to have a lot of homework or assignments that I need to work on, and one of my really bad habits is I push it off until the night before, and I get this major anxiety thing, and I'm crashing 6 hours before my exam, cramming, 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 and hoping to get everything done in time. And I like to tell people it's because the added anxiety helps me actually get things done, but deep down I know it's just because I'm lazy and I don't want to do it. Number seven, tell us the story of losing your virginity. Oh geez, I haven't thought about this in a while. I was 17 back in high school with my first boyfriend, who was a little bit older than me, and we lost our virginity to each other. And even though we really didn't know what we were doing, it was kind of a bumbling and fumbling mess. It was very sweet, and we cared a lot about each other, so it was actually really emotional, and I wouldn't have had it go any other way. And even though we're not together anymore, it's a fond memory. I was lucky. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? With yourself? Well, I'm currently not in a relationship, so it's been pretty infrequent, unfortunately. So with myself, much more frequently, which is pretty fun. Biggest regret. My biggest regret is not going on a study abroad program in college when I had the opportunity. I would have loved to go to France, and I chose not to, just so I could work here instead and kind of make some savings, but in retrospect, I wish I had gone to Europe. What would you choose as your death row meal? That's actually pretty hard. I would pick filet mignon, medium rare, more on the rare side. Béarnaise sauce, garlic mashed potatoes, some asparagus, glass of This doesn't pair well, but a glass of white sweet dessert wine, because I love it, and a little rocks glass with Tennessee bourbon up. Yeah. 11, what's your favorite scent? Lavender. No problem answering that one. 12, what do you wear to bed on a regular night? On sexy time nights? I sleep nude. Both. Do you read in bed? Who's your favorite author? I do read in bed. And actually, my favorite author is Michael Crichton. He's the author of The Andromeda Strain, Jurassic Park, for those of you who are familiar with the movies. I'm sure everybody is at this point. He's a fantastic author. He's really good at mixing in sci-fi with actual real scientific information, and it reads fun. There's no superfluous information. It's really easy to get into the action and into the heart of the story without too many extra things. I don't feel like I'm reading The Last of the Mohicans when I'm reading Michael Crichton. My most recent sexual encounter. Oh, geez. That was this past August back over the summer break when I wasn't in class. It was a guy I had met over the summer, a little bit younger than me, taller than me, very fit, and it was definitely just a very physical summer relationship, knowing that we would both have to go back to school, and it was awesome. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? Outside the bedroom. Inside? For one word? Attentive, maybe? I love to please. Pleasing pleases me. And then outside of the bedroom, I'm friendly. I'm pretty open. I'll smile at people I don't know. I wave at people I don't know when I'm driving. People don't know what the heck I'm doing. do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have both of my ears done, and I have one of my nipples pierced with a bar. Have you ever come without touching yourself? No, I haven't. I've never even tried that. I'm going to put that on my to-do list. What's your record for 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself or did it just happen? I think my record's like 18, to be honest. I've never actually challenged myself to do it, but I think we've all had those days where we're just inside and in the mood. So, yeah, I think it was like 18. And typically, no, I'm not multi-orgasmic. I have to really work for each individual one. On my bucket list. Two guys at the same time. Yes, please. And last question, describe what an orgasm feels like to you. For me, it starts in my stomach, and it just feels like this tension there that builds. I just feel my body getting tighter and tighter and tighter, like the string of a guitar or the string of an instrument just being pulled super tight. And I know that's going to break. I know it can't hold. And then eventually, when it finally hits me, it just feels like I've been plucked and everything comes crashing down all at once in this sensory overload. And it's amazing. Well, that was the last question. So thanks for listening and looking forward to submitting some more for you guys and getting into those scripts. Again, if you see anything easy for a newbie, send it my way, and I'd love to take a look at it. And yeah, bye.